Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Thursday, the 27th of February. Coming up, an attack victim has taken his first steps as he learns to walk and talk again.
He can kick
my hand,
my head,
my animal.
But he will never take my smile.
Never.
A jeweller's got compensation after a hospital mistake left him in chronic pain.
As far as my brain is concerned, it feels like I'm being scolded 100% of the time, without end.
And there's controversy over plans for one of Maidstone's most famous buildings.
A question I would ask is, does Maidstone really need a new hotel? It just becomes just another commercial entity.
Kent News.
Our top story today, a man who was left with life-changing injuries after being attacked during a night out in Ramsgate nearly 2 years ago has taken his first steps since it happened. Joe Shaw was visiting family when it happened in March 2018, leaving him unable to walk, talk or feed himself. The 26-year-old had to have part of his skull removed and spent more than a year in hospital, but has always vowed to recover. Joe's speech is slowly returning and he spoke to us with the help of his mum, Nancy.
It was the first time I walked in two years.
Amazing.
Yes. Amazing.
I have.
So many.
People. With me.
Following.
Me out there.
Following me out there. And it's just great support, isn't it?
Yeah. Animal.
Incredible support.
Yeah.
What is your next goal, Joe?
I'm new.
Going to. Ibiza. In July.
I want to
walk
Imminently.
Into the sea.
Yeah.
You will walk into the sea.
I know. The body can achieve. Yeah.
He can kick
my hand.
My head.
Not a.
Like a football.
My own animal.
But
he will never
take my smile.
Never.
You can see footage of Joe walking at kentonline.co.uk. Nancy says he's making incredible progress.
It was the most incredible moment. However, I was expecting it. I knew he was going to walk. I know he's going to talk perfectly again. It was an amazing moment and it's non-stop now. That's the start of the new chapter. Next step forward. His journey has speeded up since he's come out of a hospital environment, since he's got his own place to live in, his own care team. The support from the community has just been the most awesome, incredible feeling to know the support is there. And without that support, Joe would never be back home. He would still be, you know, in a hospital environment as a patient. Without the incredible support and help that everybody's given us, well, I don't know. I don't know where we would be, but all I can say is a massive thank you.
Kent Online reports.
In other news, Kent Police is getting extra funding after being identified as one of the area's worst affected by serious violence. The Home Secretary's announced £41.5 million will be shared between 18 forces across the country. Just 2 weeks ago, Kent Police was told to cut £9 million from their annual budget. A court heard how an elderly Sevenoaks woman used her parrot as a weapon during a campaign of harassment against her neighbours. Catherine Searle encouraged the bird to disturb them in their garden on Wilmer Way in Seal after a dispute caused by parking in the road. She also played loud music while they were outside. Here's a clip from a video the couple filmed.
So she's got a TV on and this. Just because we're out here trying to escape the back garden with the noise, because she's got everything on in the back as well, that's the front.
The 81-year-old was caught on camera smearing grease onto the victim's car and throwing dog mess into their garden. You can see the footage in our story online. She's been given a restraining order and a suspended prison sentence.
Kent Online News.
Elsewhere today, three teenagers have been arrested over an attack in Ramsgate, which left a man in his 40s in hospital. He suffered hand injuries after speaking to a group of people on Princess Margaret Avenue on Tuesday night. A car was also damaged. Police have been questioning a 15-year-old boy and two men aged 18 and 19. Now, a Kent man who used to make jewellery for the royal family has sued the NHS after a mistake during his hospital treatment left him in chronic pain. Tony Bellingham from Dartford was taken in with a suspected heart attack in 2017 and a catheter was inserted incorrectly into his arm. He's now received £125,000 in compensation. In the last few months, he's gone back to work as a goldsmith, but at the time, he wasn't able to use the limb at all.
To suddenly lose all of that, it just seemed like life was over, really. As far as my brain is concerned, it feels like I'm being scolded 100% of the time without end. The stupid things, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, all of the personal things that you do for yourself, you don't realise. Putting on a pair of socks, you know, you suddenly have to dump all your lace-up shoes. To fight back and get into that place where you're in a perfect rhythm with the metal and the look and the whole thing and be able to build it again is food for the soul and very healing in comparison to what I'd been through.
The hospital that gave him the compensation can't be named for legal reasons.
Kent Online reports.
It's feared updated plans for the £6.8 million Lower Thames Crossing would destroy some of Kent's ancient woodland. A fresh consultation's underway on proposals to build Britain's longest road tunnel between the east of Gravesend and Tilbury in Essex. Councillors are concerned it could now threaten areas like Clay Lane Woods, Shawn Country Park and Ashenbank Woods. You can find out how to have your say at kentonline.co.uk. Bosses in Maidstone are being urged to carefully consider the future of one of the town's oldest buildings. A study's been done to look at what could happen to Archbishop's Palace near the river. It's currently used for inquests and as a registry office, but there have been suggestions it could be turned into a hotel. Eddie Powell is a councillor in Maidstone. He's told Joe he's not convinced that's a good idea.
Well, my understanding is this is extremely early days. There are lots of rumours flying around. A question I would ask is, does Maidstone really need a new hotel?
Yes. What would that do? I mean another hotel.
Well, again, a hotel replacing what's here at the moment, it just becomes just another commercial entity. I'm not anti-commercial entities, but what I am anti is people damaging and changing infrastructure, architecture, heritage. I would like to see more money actually kind of spent on this particular area so it can be developed, that it can be used for tourism, that it can be used for what it's really there. I mean, let's make the most of our heritage assets. After all, it is an asset. It's not just a palace, we've got the church alongside it, we've got the river at the back of it. It's major. And this type of infrastructure, if you'd like to call it infrastructure, needs developing, it needs promoting, it needs help. And it's up to us, you know, the people of Maidstone, to make that happen.
Well, council leader Martin Cox says they'll take their time making a final decision.
A company came and looked at it, and not just with broad brushstrokes, very much detail. Indeed, a lot of things have come to light. Indeed, what we've got to protect, what we've got to say, we mustn't touch that, we must preserve this, we could use that, we could look at the potential in this. We're dealing with something that, as I've said, is the jewel in our crown.
Going forward, obviously, it is quite exciting to have it back in your control, I suppose, because you now can look into other avenues.
It certainly is, but in the times of austerity that I'm afraid are still here, it is something that we have to take back into the fold, if you like, and give a lot more consideration to the uses, but indeed how we can carry on to preserve it for future generations. I think this will start the process, and it's not going to be rushed into. We're going to consult with the church, with the museum, and with members of the public, should they suddenly come forward and think, I think it should be a retreat. I'm sure it won't be. But the uses are there, and we've looked in a lot of the uses. We brought it down to five, as us, as just a group of councillors listening and understanding, because this will be brought to Policy and Resources late March, and I think then, once we've listened to other people, we'll consider the best way to take it forward in its next stage. This has been here an awful long time. This is just another chapter in its life.
Kent News.
The producers of the award-winning Panto at the Marlowe Theatre are taking on doing a Christmas show at a second venue in Kent. Evolution Productions have joined forces with Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells and will write this year's performance of Snow White. A horse has been rescued by firefighters after getting stuck in her own stable near Sittingbourne. Gladys had to be winched back onto her feet in Eye Wade yesterday. And we've had some snow in Kent today. There were some wintry showers across the county, but the wet ground from earlier rain meant it didn't settle. That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.